From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Officials from both Koreas are meeting at the demilitarized zone to prepare for a planned summit between their leaders next month. South Korean Unification Minister Cho Myung-gyon said the consultations are designed for a successful summit. He said the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula remains the most important part of the agenda. The meeting comes 2 days after a surprise three-day unofficial visit to Beijing by North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un, who committed to the denuclearization of the peninsula in talks with China's President Xi Jinping. President Donald Trump Wednesday tweeted, "There's a good chance Mr. Kim will do what's right for his people and for humanity." His spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said the White House remains hopeful about a meeting between the American and North Korean leaders.
"We would like to see this. Obviously, this is something of a global importance, and we want to make sure that it's done as soon as we can, but we also want to make sure it's done properly, and we're working towards that goal. As we've said before, the North Koreans have made that offer, and we've accepted, and we're moving forward in that process."
President Trump said his Chinese counterpart sent him a message saying the meeting with Mr. Kim went well. The North Korean leader looks forward to meeting Mr. Trump. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, Islamist rebels of the Allied Democratic Forces are suspected of being behind the killing of at least 10 civilians in the northeast city of Beni late Tuesday. One militant was also killed. Meanwhile, violence in the DRC's Ituri province has forced tens of thousands to flee the country and hundreds of thousands more to seek shelter in informal camps. Teacher Jean-Pierre is among those who has been displaced. He said his village was burned down, likely the result of sporadic ethnic fighting between the Lendu and Hema peoples. This is VOA News.